For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, May 20th, 1991, a domestic heroin seizure record of 1,071 pounds is set in Oakland, California. May 20th, 1997, 18-year-old Ezequiel Hernandez is shot while herding sheep near the U.S. border. He is shot and killed by camouflage Marines involved in a Joint Task Force drug interdiction operation. He becomes the first American citizen killed on American soil by U.S. soldiers in peacetime. May 22, 1997. Mayor John Norquist of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, signs a measure decriminalizing first-time possession of small amounts of marijuana. May 24, 1998. A domestic hashish seizure record of 75,066 pounds is set in San Francisco, California. May 24, 1994. Archbishop Ocampo of Guadalajara is assassinated at Hidalgo International Airport in Guadalajara by San Diego gang members hired by the Arellano Felix Organization. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Next, we hear from Philippe Lucas of the Vancouver Island Compassion Society about some strange stories up in Canada.
We had two very sad and interesting stories this week out of Canada. A police officer, in fact, a 27-year veteran of the Vancouver Police Department, and who's a former head of the Vancouver Drug Squad named Cash Heed, did a report and a study of 600 street-level dealers arrested in Vancouver over an 18-month period, and he found that instead of making drugs harder to buy, drug busts actually make street drugs cheaper and easier to buy because those dealers that replace the ones that are taken off the street inevitably lower their prices in order to increase their market as they take over a new area. And so when you've got a former leader of the Vancouver Drug Squad, a police officer and a well-recognized and respected one, telling us that his own actions are making the problem worse, I think we have to listen to them. Now, the real evidence of that and the contrast to that is that in North York, a small town outside of Toronto, a 45-year-old woman fell to her death off her 15-floor balcony earlier this week because police were showing up at her apartment to investigate a water leak from her apartment, and it turns out that she was growing a small amount of cannabis there and was actually climbing down from her 15th-floor balcony to try and escape arrest from those police officers. And so just in that single incident, we've seen a greater loss of life as a result of the Canadian prohibition on cannabis than we have from cannabis use over 5,000 years of recorded historical use.
Basically, every violent death caused by drug war is a result of prohibition, not the use of drugs themselves. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.